I met Netco and the hospital on, I think, about 2 weeks ago. Then we all agreed that they'll be given a 1 week space in order to at least mobilize some funds to come and pay. So after 1 week, the hospital didn't pay any amount to the company. So that led to management of Netco to come to the hospital to sit down with them to discuss the way forward. I think the hospital didn't follow through with their commitment, and this led to the final disconnection of the facility. But we all agree that there are certain buildings that cannot be disconnected. For instance, the theater, the NICU, and many other buildings within the hospital. So it was just some few, like the OPD, that was where most of the disconnections took place. So we agreed that we will make sure that we do some payment. So I contacted the MP for Damango, that is Lawyer Abujinapo, Minister for Lands and Natural Resources, who gave some amount for us to pay on behalf of the hospital. So as we speak, we've called for a meeting between the Regional Health Directorate, the hospital management, and Netco in my office this afternoon, so that we can see the way forward. Because Netco is saying that the amount that has been paid is woefully inadequate comparing to the bill the hospital has accrued for all these years. So if there's no payment plan, they are going to come back and to disconnect the hospital.
But honorable